Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Juxtapositions. What I am going to do is I'm going to play a recording by Annette Henshaw, and I will follow that with a recording of the same tune by a dance band. The recordings of Annette Henshaw that I chose are ones in which she's accompanied by a relatively hot group of musicians. And the follow-up by a dance band, I also chose a relatively hot dance band. Now, if you want to know about Annette Henshaw, my recommendation is to go to the jazzage1920s.com website, and you have a very nice web page for Annette Henshaw, biographical information, memorabilia, photographs, really very nicely done. Okay. Let's get started with the music. First song I want to play is Am I Blue? It was written by Harry Exton Grant Clark in 1929. It was a big hit for Ethel Waters in the movie On with the Show. The way I'm going to do this, I'm first going to play the Annette Henshaw recording and then I will follow with the recording by a dance band. Annette Henshaw recorded Am I Blue on May 31st, 1929, and she's accompanied by the New Englanders, who consist of probably Charlie Spivak on trumpet, that unknown trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Jaime Wolfson clarinet, tenor sax, probably Ben Selvin on violin, Arthur Schott piano, Tony Colucci guitar, and probably Hank Stern on tuba. This information comes from Lord's discography. I will follow that with a recording of the same tune, Am I Blue, July 5th, 1929, by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Tommy Gott, Tommy Dorsey, Larry Abbott, Lucien Smith, Joe Dubin, Irvin Brodsky, Carl Kress, or Dick McDonough, Jack Hansen, Stan King, and the vocal here is by Smith Ballou. So let's listen and compare. Am I Blue? First Annette Henshaw, then Ben Selvin and his orchestra. It's 1929, and I call your attention to the very nice trumpet obbligato behind Annette in her recording of Am I Blue? ¶¶
a lonely woman waiting on a weary shore. I'm just a woman, but only human, one you should be sorry for. Got up this morning, along about dawn, without a warning, I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. Was a time Chicago, he's in Chicago, and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to get to see my honey. I am, indeed I am, with a blues in my heart. How my shoes want to stop, but I'm in a jam. As blue as the sky, blue, all wondering why. Feels like I do. Boo, 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 boo. Each plan with my man done fell through. Was a time I was his only, only, only one, but now I'm a sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay? Lord, was I gay? Till today that man went away. Now he's gone, and with who am I blue? That's all.
Thank you.
Next tune I want to play is Black Bottom. It is the first recording that Annette Henshaw ever made, except for a test recording that she had made earlier. Black Bottom refers to a dance which became popular in the 1920s. It originated among African Americans in the rural South, and then it was adopted by mainstream American culture. In 1925 or so, composers Gus Horsley and Perry Bradford wrote a song called Black Bottom, and it became quite popular. The first recording I'm going to play of Black Bottom is by Annette Henshaw, and she's accompanied by Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Lightell on clarinet, Irving Brodsky on piano. There is an unknown banjoist and an unknown tuba player. Quite a roster of distinguished musicians for her first recording, which I guess is an indication of how good these excellent musicians thought of Annette Henshaw as a vocalist. The next recording that I'm going to play is by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders from June 28, 1926. And the musicians are Lester Brewer and Clayton Tewksbury on trumpet, William Benedict trombone, Ray Stilson, Charles Dale, clarinet, soprano, alto sax, Howard Bartlett, clarinet, soprano, tenor sax, Hal White, violin, Charles Buckwater, piano, Irwin Hood on piano, Frank Masterman, banjo, Elwood Groff on tuba, and John Strauss on drums. I think I forgot to mention the date of Annette Henshaw's recording of Black Bottom. That was September 12, 1926. So here is Black Bottom. First Annette Henshaw, then Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, 1926.
But it makes the doggies feel like strutting around. By watching, they found a way to imitate it. I know they exaggerated, but I wish that you could see the dance that they found. Every high-brow gal in a bonbon buddy go down well. The flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. They call it Black Bottom. You twist it, you've got 'em. Oh, sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy drop. It's hot. Oh, fellows, long they go and high yellows. Away they go, they jump right in and give it all that they've got. They say that when that river bottom covered with ooze starts in the swarm, couples dance, here's the movement they use. bottom, a new rhythm. When you spot them, you go with them. Into that black, black bottom, all the dead known.
The next tune I want to play is Mean to Me. It was written by Fred Allard, music and lyrics by Roy Turk, published in 1929. It became quite a popular song recorded by many, many artists. I believe the first recording is by Annette Henshaw, and the date is February 20, 1929. She's accompanied by the New England Yankees. Tommy Dorsey, trumpet. Tommy Gott, trumpet. Charlie Butterfield, trombone. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, alto sax. And there is another couple of reed players there. Probably Al Duffy on violin. An unknown piano, an unknown guitar. Hank Stern on tuba, or perhaps it is Joe Tarto, and an unknown drum. Then I'm going to play the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra version. That's from March 15, 1929. Leo McConville, Fozzie Ferrar, and Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Glenn Miller trombone, he's also the arranger. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet, alto sax. Arnold Brillhart, clarinet, alto sax. Herbert Spencer, tenor sax. Arthur Schott on piano. Eddie Lang on guitar. And Hank Stern on tuba. Stan King on drums. The vocalist is Smith Ballou. So let's listen then to Mean to Me, first Annette Henshaw, then the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1929.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? See, honey, it seems to me you love to see me. Stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean. For can't you see what you mean to me?
I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, or can't you see what you mean to me?
The next recording I'm going to play is not credited to Annette Henshaw exactly. It's a recording by the original Memphis Five with Annette Henshaw on vocal. And the five are Red Nichols trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, George Bonn clarinet, alto sax, Frank Signorelli piano, Ray Bauduc on drums. It's from April 14th, 1927. I will follow that with a recording of the same tune, Wistful and Blue, by Paul Wyman and his orchestra. This is December 22nd, 1926. I forgot to mention that Wistful and Blue was composed by Ruth Etting and Julian Davidson. The musicians in the Whiteman recording are Henry Bossi and Teddy Bartel trumpet, Vincent Grand on trombone, Harold McLean, Max Farley, alto sax, Charles Strickfaden, tenor sax, Matty Malnack on viola, Harry Perella, piano, Al Armour, string bass, Gilbert Torres, guitar, Mike Pingitori, banjo, and George Marsh on drums. The arrangement is by Max Farley. And there is a vocal by Bing Crosby and Al Rinker. According to Don Reno, this is an outstanding arrangement, the first one made by Farley that was recorded by Whiteman. The record swings like few other Whiteman discs before it and provides a great setting for Crosby and Rinker's vocal, accompanied by the guitar of Torres, the slapped string bass of Armour, and the hot viola of Malnack, who wrote the vocal arrangement for this record. So let's listen then to Wistful and Blue. First, the original Memphis Five with Annette Henshaw as vocalist, then Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bing Crosby and Al Rinker as vocalists. The original Memphis Five recording is from 1927. That by Paul Whiteman is from 1926.
Thank you. spite of all I can do, I keep on thinking of you. The joy you once meant to me, just a sweet memory. I gave you my best, but you were just like the rest. You left me lonely and blue, heartbroken too, wistful the whole day through, so blue, wistful and blue for you.
Next tune I want to play is Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Nager. The recording by Annette Henshaw is from June 24 or 25, 1927. She's accompanied by the four instrumental stars, who are Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone and gufus, Joe Venuti violin, Eddie Lang guitar, Vic Burton on drums. I will follow that with a recording of the same tune by the Gufus Five, June 15, 1927, Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Al Filburn trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, soprano, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, gufus, Jack Rosen piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and perhaps they were added Roy Johnson on trumpet, Johnny Rood on clarinet, or perhaps it was Max Farley. Vocalist is Ed Kirkaby, using the pseudonym of Ted Wallace. So it's a lot more than five, the Gufus Five. Okay, so let's listen then to this terrific tune. Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling? First Annette Henshaw, then the Gufus Five. This is 1927.
Ever in love, it's so you know how I'm feeling right now. Everything is so pleasant, sun is shining above. If you're in love, gee whiz, then you know just how it is. When there's somebody who you can cuddle up to, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? When you're hugging him there in that cozy old chair, oh boy, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that he's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
Thank you. love to. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And when you're hugging her there in that cozy old chair, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
Well, let's wind up the program with a song by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting. It's I Have to Have You from the film Pointed Hills, 1929, and there it was sung by Helen Kane. The recording of Annette Henshaw that I want to play, again, is not credited to her directly. It's by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Annette Henshaw as vocalist. It's from December 9, 1927. Red Nichols and Tommy Thunen on trumpet, Glenn Miller trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Pee Wee Russell, Fud Livingston clarinet, tenor sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo. There is a violin. Jack Hanson is on tuba, George Beebe on drums, and Annette Henshaw on vocal. I will follow that with a recording by the Louisiana Rhythm Kings from January 20, 1930. Red Nichols on cornet, Tommy Thunen on trumpet, Glenn Miller on trombone, he's also the arranger, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Babe Rosin tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Jack Rosin piano, Wes Vaughn is on banjo guitar, he's also the vocalist, and Gene Krupa is on drums. So let's listen then to I Have to Have You, first Ben Selvin in 1927, then the Louisiana Rhythm Kings in 1930.
Have loving, but when I'm having my loving, I have to have you. Moment, I have to have moments, but when I'm having my moment, I have to have you. Sometimes I get so blue waiting for you to take me. I can't go on like this. Give me a kiss and make me happy. New thrill, I have to have new thrill. But when I'm having my new thrill, I have to have you. Darling, I'm so wild about you. I'm just not sensible. I can't do a thing without you. You're indispensable. Good times, I love to have good times. But when I want to have good times, I have to have you. Married. See, it's hard to stay married. But if I want to stay married, I have to have you. You're just the bird that I could occupy a nest with. Our life would be ideal, honey, and we'll be blessed with twin bed family. I love a large family, but if I want a large family, I have to have you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed these juxtapositions. I find them extremely interesting, instructive, and fun. Annette Henshaw is my favorite female singer of all time. And the hot bands that accompanied her and the hot bands that played the same tunes after I played her recording are also have musicians which are among my all-time favorites. Adrian Rollini, Red Nichols, Miff Mall, just to name a few. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.